Good morning, 20 before 7 Saturday, and we're up. Nice to have you with us. Kim Airy is our resident nutrition expert, dietitian, joining us on Saturday mornings, and she's up too. Kim, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I mentioned this earlier. I have a new phone, and I'm just getting to know it. My phone crapped out on me over the last 2 days, so I had to rush out and get a new one because, you know, we rely on our phones.
Oh, boy, yep.
And so I'm just figuring it out right now. And I think I turned the ringer off, but I'm just apologizing in advance.
Just in case.
Just in case it rings or sounds for some reason. Anyways, Kim, we're going to talk about walnuts. We keep them in our pantry and in a jar. We always have walnuts on hand. You know, we've heard about different types of nuts, which are good for us and healthy for us. I know almonds have a good reputation, but walnuts are up there as well, right? Tell us a bit about their value.
Well, walnuts are really packed with nutrients, and I wish more people would eat them. Mm. Probably the biggest difference, the most important difference between walnuts and other nuts is that walnuts are one of the few plant sources of omega-3 fats. Mm. And this in itself is a great reason to eat them. Anything else is a kind of bonus. And so for many of our listeners who don't eat enough omega-3 fats, because most North Americans don't, and the lack of omega-3 fats in the diets has been linked to higher levels of inflammation. And that leads to the development of all kinds of different diseases like heart disease, Alzheimer's, depression, to name just a couple.
I know, from what I know about walnuts, Kim, they can help you when it comes to both protein and fiber, right?
Yep, they do add some protein and some fiber, but they also bring some calcium, some iron, manganese, copper, magnesium, phosphorus, vitamin B6. So that's really great. But like all nuts, they come, because they do contain some fat, they come with a significant amount of calories. So what you have to always be careful with any nut is that you don't sit down with the, you know, couple of kilogram Costco bag and
that one
and go whoops at the end of the evening. Oh, look who ate that.
Tell me a bit more about walnuts and their health benefits.
Well, you know, we just had a study that was published in the July issue of Nutrition, Metabolism, and Cardiovascular Disease, and it showed that young adults that were participating in the Cardia study showed that the people who consumed more walnuts had a better overall diet. They seemed to have better results on their tests for the cardiovascular risk factors, and they seemed to have a lower BMI, a lower waist circumference, as well as lower blood pressure and lower triglycerides. So we know that having a lower cardiovascular risk factor profile is going to reduce your risk for developing heart disease, so that's pretty amazing. Also, another important difference between the walnut eaters and the rest of the participants in the Cardia study were that the walnut eaters reported making healthier overall food choices. So they gained less weight over the time of the study, had lower blood sugar levels, and they also reported doing more physical activity. So I know that we have to remember that part of this study was funded by the California Walnut Commission. So it might be, but we have to be really careful because a lot of food research, because nobody can patent food, is funded by, you know, the California Walnut Commission or the Almond Board or the whoever board. And that's really unfortunate. So we kind of have to look at it, make sure it's really well designed. But unfortunately, that's what happens a lot of the time.
Right. I understand, too, that walnuts can help you, I guess, have a healthier gut, right?
Yeah, that's actually one of the really cool benefits, too. Because of the fiber and other nutrients in the walnuts, we've seen another study that was published in 2018 showed that you had a healthier gut microbiota when you had more walnuts. And in this study, they had only about 200 participants, so it wasn't a huge study. They ate 43 grams of walnuts a day, and the type of bacteria in their gut changed. Basically, it showed that two types of healthy bacteria in their gut increased, and two types of unhealthy bacteria decreased. So that was pretty good.
Let's talk about how much you should have, though, in terms of quantity, like, I don't know, on a daily basis, weekly basis?
Yeah, so you can have them as often as you want. There's kind of no, you know, recommendation about having them every day or not every day. I like people to have variety, so I think that's pretty important. And I think the other thing to remember is that in that study, they mentioned about 43 grams. And all the studies I looked at a couple different studies on walnuts, and they all talked about a 30 to 40 gram portion. And I have to say, I hate it when people talk about gram portions, because most of us don't run around with scales in our back pocket and, you know, can't always just whip out our scale and weigh our food and figure out what it is. So that translates roughly to 60 milliliters or a quarter of a cup, or about 14 walnut halves, or what would fit comfortably in the, you know, when you cup the palm of your hand, what would fit comfortably in that. So keep that in mind, and that will help you judge a portion size.
Someone just texted in and said, great, I'm having walnuts right now with my cereal as I listen to this. So that's...
Well, that's excellent, because that is a great place to add walnuts to your diet, is to put them into your cereal. You can also spice them up and bake them, and that will add a well-seasoned bite to your snack. You can keep it simple. Just coat the walnuts in some olive oil and add a few herbs and spices of your choice. You can make it spicy or mild, depending on what you prefer. You can add those plain or seasoned walnuts to your salads or even to vegetable side dishes. You can add it, as this listener is doing, to your oatmeal or your cereal, or add it to your fruit and yogurt and make it into a little parfait. You can use them in a lot of recipes. We've got chopped walnuts can use to make meatless meatballs or delicious pesto. And actually, the California Walnut Commission has a website that's got a whole section on recipes about that showcase walnuts. So you can find some really interesting things there. Just be careful about the candied ones. I mean, it's fun. It's a great way to, you know, this is one of those ways where sugar can be really good. If you can put a little bit of sugar on your walnuts and that will get you to eat more salad or get you to eat something you didn't like, well, then maybe it's not so bad. But, you know, just be careful, because that does bump up the calories.
I don't know if this is a silly question or not, but do they lose any of their nutrition value if you toast them?
They might lose a bit, because some of the, you know, some nutrients are heat sensitive, so they might lose a bit. But you're not losing enough to say don't eat them.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, it's always, you lose a bit, but, you know.
Hey, look at the big picture.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah.
A bit of a lot is not so much.
6:48. Kim, always a pleasure. What are you doing today?
Today I'm actually probably picking up the beets from the garden and the Swiss chard and getting them ready to put in the freezer.
You know what? Let's just talk between us girls. You might have mentioned this to me before, and I've completely forgotten because I have no memory anymore, but I was on the PhysiMed clinic in Ville Saint-Laurent website, and I saw your name there as one of their counsels for nutrition, right?
Yes, I have been there in the past. I haven't been doing all my work remotely in the last little while. Since the pandemic, they kind of don't want too many extra people in the clinic, so I do all my work remotely now.
Very good. A smart thing to do, too. Kim, thank you, and we'll talk next Saturday morning. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, have a good one.
It's 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock on the 24th. It's going to be a nice day today. Let me turn around on the swivel chair and look out the window. Yeah, sun's coming up. Nice looking morning. Temperature hasn't budged since I got in. It's still sitting at 7 if you're about to head out the door and walk the dog or go for a walk or run. It's 7. 19 and lots of sunshine today. There's a nice looking Saturday. Tomorrow, just as nice. Maybe a little more cloud, but no talk of rain tomorrow. And again, mainly sunny, couple of clouds tomorrow and a high of 19. What do you say we take a little break and come back with some wake-up stand-up comedy, including, Todd Barry, very dry, very funny. He's got a bit here about people who come to his shows and start texting. And Sebastian Maniscalco doesn't like to stay over at a friend's house.